the winter meetings are off and running here, and we got some big news over the weekend. DeGrom is on his way to Texas. Verlander gets a deal with the Mets. Trey Turner gets a monster deal with the Phillies. There's a lot going on, and here's our MLB analyst, Steve Phillips. I guess let's take this chronologically here, Steve, with DeGrom getting a long-term deal at big money. Not overly surprising considering his status, but the guy's the biggest Band-Aid going. I mean, how many stars do you think Texas is actually going to get out of DeGrom in the next 5 years?
Yeah, I got to tell you, he scared me a lot as a general manager. I mean, he made 11 starts this year, 15 starts the year before. He's been on the injured list with an elbow issue three different times. And, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. And so, you know, there's something going on inside his elbow. Last year, he had a scapular stress reaction, which means sort of a bone issue. And you know, a lot of times those are compensation injuries. And so I would not have gone 5 years on it. And the Mets, I think, only were going to go three. And even that, I think, was dicey on their part. You know, I think that they're hoping they're going to get, you know, 30 starts a year from him. But it's been a while since he's done that, and I'm not convinced he's going to be able to do it moving forward. So it was a really risky sign, and, you know, for, you know, the Mets rebounding off of that to sign Verlander, I thought was a genius move. I mean, they're able to, you know, to get Verlander for, you know, the 2 years, $86+ million. And, how are you, buddy? I'll be right back. Dusty Baker just stopped me to say hello. That's what goes on at the winter meetings here. This is amazing. Everybody here, and I got Bob Melvin up on the set. We got Dusty Baker here talking to everybody. But Verlander is a great recovery by the Mets. Yeah, I think he is going to fit in perfectly. Only having to do a 2-year guarantee, I thought, was huge for them. And so Scherzer and Verlander, yeah, they're older, but man, I'll tell you what, I'll take both those guys.
Do you know where DeGrom was at with the Mets? It just seems like being a stud like that in that New York market, that would have been awfully difficult. He basically must have said to himself, Steve, I'm taking the most money for the most term. Like, would he not want to try to make it work in New York?
So, you know, there are a lot of reports out there now that he didn't really love New York and that he wasn't overly comfortable there. And, yeah, that he's, you know, he's a Florida guy. He's a quiet, you know, sort of unassuming guy that sort of isolates a lot. So I don't think he loved the spotlight. He didn't love the attention. And I think the other thing about going to Texas, no state income tax, you know, $185 million saving on a New York in-state income tax is a pretty significant amount of money. You're looking at, you know, $18, $20 million. So, you know, it's a pretty significant chunk of money on top of it. But, you know, I think that, look, New York was not going to go to 5 years. And I think that's the only reason why Texas got him, because, you know, they gave him the biggest payday, and I don't begrudge a guy for doing that. I mean, it's an extraordinary contract, you know, for a guy who's 33, 34 years old with arm problems. So it's a huge risk for the Rangers. I don't think it's going to pay off well for them. And I think that if I had to predict over the next 2 or 3 years who'd be the better pitcher, I'd say that Verlander's going to be the better pitcher. And I think in the end, the Mets might be relieved that the DeGrom thing went away, and they ended up with the American League Cy Young Award winner. How about that for a plan B?
No
so
kidding.
Our plan B is, right, we're going to get the AL Cy Young Award winner. That's pretty good.
That's impressive. Steve, now, who should the Jays go after in the starters market?
So, you know, I think that you know, they were dabbling on Verlander. They were in on that. And but I think Verlander, there was something about New York that was a draw for him and his wife, Kate Upton. But I think that, you know, the Chris Bassett range, you know, who pitched for the Mets last year, won 15 games, really good pitcher. He was the ace of the Oakland A's for a couple of years. I like him a lot. Now, he's looking for a 4-year deal, but I would love to, he'd be a great fit for the Jays. And I think that, you know, Taijuan Walker, who's been there before, really pitched well. He could also be a candidate. Jameson Taillon, Andrew Heaney is another name we're hearing. It could be a tie and, you know, a veteran left-hander. And he's one of those analytic darlings that gets a lot of swings and misses. Now, he hasn't stayed all that healthy, but you know, he'd be a guy to add to the inventory of pitching, and it's not going to break the bank in any way.
Steve,
go ahead.
I saw Kershaw signed a 1-year, $20 million deal. And it seems like it's possibly going to be his last year. Could he not have, like, said maybe it doesn't have to be 20, or is 20 the discount for his last year in the league?
Well, I think that, I mean, look, I think he's probably worth the 20. If when he pitches, he's really good. Now, he ends up with back issues frequently.
Yes.
And ends up with a lot of problems, you know, with that. But, you know, he's a Dodger through and through. I think that he'll be a really good pitcher for them when healthy. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's got more than, I mean, he's really not that old. I mean, if you start to look at, you know, he's not nearly as old as Scherzer and Verlander are. So, you know, you talk about, you know, mid-30s. I think that he's just at a point, though, that he may need some repair work on whatever the injuries are, you know, whether that's shoulder or whether that's the back. But, you know, he might just need a loop job like Verlander got and get back out there and keep pitching. And so it's going to be interesting to see. You know, I think he's going to finish his career with the Dodgers. There's always speculation he might go back and pitch in Texas where he's from, but I don't think that's going to happen. So, but I think, you know, the Dodgers are an interesting team right now. They're Turner-less on the left side of the infield. Trey Turner gone to the Phillies. Justin Turner out in free agency. They need a shortstop unless they're going to play Gavin Lux there. They've got a third baseman, a kid named Vargas, that they could play there. But, I mean, are they really going to go with all these young guys on their team, or are they going to jump in and get a Xander Bogaerts? Or they won't take Correa because of the whole Astros-Dodgers, you know, thing from a few years back with the sign stealing. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see what the Dodgers do. They're going to be an intriguing team to see where they go.
With Steve Phillips, who's live at the winter meetings, the big boys in the AL East, I mean, the Jays have put themselves in that spot with the way they've played recently in their payroll. They've been quiet. Yankees quiet. Sox quiet. Like, what's going to give here, Steve? What are you hearing on those teams and how loud the AL East is going to be by the end of the week?
Well, I think Judge is the linchpin. And Judge is supposedly landing in San Diego today and will be here. So we're going to get an answer on that shortly. But, you know, I think Judge, you know, is if the Yankees don't get Judge, then they may have to pivot to a shortstop and to Carlos Rodon on the pitching side and then Brandon Nimmo in the outfield. Now, Nimmo's a candidate for the Jays in the outfield, as is Andrew Benintendi. They're both left-handed bats that can get on base and would really be nice additions to the lineup. But I think the Yankees are waiting on Judge. And if that gets done, if they don't get Judge, they're in trouble. This division could really be in flux. I think the Red Sox are a mess. I don't really understand what they're doing. They wanted Jose Abreu. He's their primary target, and they lost out on him. We're getting, you know, 3 years at less than $60 million. Like, I'm like, if you want him, get him. And so, you know, Bogaerts, if he leaves there, because Bogaerts could be a target for the Yankees if they don't get Judge. He's a target for the Dodgers now, the Padres now, the Twins now. And so, yeah, I think the American League East is going to be, it could really be flipped upside down. It's a division that's ready to be won. As the Yankees are in flux a bit, especially if they don't get Judge, and the Red Sox are as well. The Rays are the Rays, and they piece it together. And Baltimore is better, but they're not ready to really compete.
All right, Steve, we'll let you get back to the action, man, and we'll do this, I'm sure, later this week. Thank you for this.
Okay, you bet, guys. Thanks so much.
Steve Phillips, our TSN MLB analyst and insider, live from the winter meetings. Big money being tossed around, man. Oh. Trey Turner is a great player. He gets 11 years at $300 million. And Verlander's going to make about, what, $43 million a year?
Doesn't it seem like Texas is just the garbage team that just throws money at everyone every year, and they're terrible year after year?
Last year they gave a monster deal to Corey Seager. Like, what was it, $325 million? And Simeon got $250 million, I think. And now DeGrom's got a fortune. And they weren't even sniffing the playoffs.
No, they were terrible.
Not even sniffing it. And... yeah, I mean, there's certain teams like that. They're willing to spend. I give them credit. Yeah. It's like the Angels. The Angels, the Rangers. Every once in a while, their owners just snap out of it. And they're like, let's go buy something. And it has no bearing on anything. It doesn't lead to victories. It doesn't lead to a better winning culture. It's just a splash. And listen, DeGrom, when he pitches, is still the best. Like, when he's healthy and on, there's no one better. But there's no way they're getting 150 starts out of him.
Yeah.
Like, no chance.
Like, no way.
No chance. I think it'd be a shock if he gave him 100 starts in 5 years. I think it'd be a shock if he gave him 100 starts.
Dude, with what Steve described as his shoulder elbow for the way he throws a baseball, how do you have any confidence that he can get through the next 2 years?
I don't see how you can.
No, I don't either.
I don't see how you can. But that's not his problem. He took the deal and... he'll be ready to go, I'm sure, and when he pitches, he'll pitch well. But listen, the Mets, I'll give them credit. Like that, to go get now you got Verlander and Scherzer, the two old dogs. You know, both guys are 39, 40, but they still.
That's scary, too. Everyone talks, like, by the way, I called that Scherzer deal.
Did you?
With Verlander. I just said he set himself up for the Scherzer deal, man.
Yeah, he did. That's exactly what he got.
But, like, those guys. 10 years ago back-to-back is formidable, and they're not old goats. One just won the World Series and the Cy Young, but it's like back-to-back old dudes, man. I don't know where that gets you in Major League Baseball.
They're paying the two of them like $86 million for the year.
Dude, I get it.
And again, they're hoping to get 65 starts.
But what if they end up getting a guy like Judge? Judge is out in there.
It doesn't sound like the Mets. You know, it sounds like it's the Giants and the Yankees.
Yeah, the last two. I mean, the cryptic messages and all of that.
Mystery teams. Yeah, it happens. I mean, it does happen. The mystery team pops up.
That's agent work too. Mystery team.
Yes, there's a mystery.
Yeah. Meeting with a mystery team today, and they've got a big offer.
Right, as if the team could be in Japan or something.
Yeah,
that's a mystery. Can't tell you exactly who it is, but
that's all you need is a little competition,
just
a mystery team,
mystery.
And you're good to go.
Yeah, a little mystery. All right, Dave Poulin in 20 on the Leafs and other stories throughout the NHL. We got a three-pack of Canadian games going tonight. The Western teams are all playing. So we'll look ahead to those games as well with Pooley. Luke Wilson still to come. Chris Johnston. We got the Raptors in action. The Monday Nighter going to Bucks Saints. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on the TSN app.